Welcome to the Deep Dive. Our mission today, well, it's pretty straightforward. We're going to dig into a guide on making desktop applications. And you might be wondering, you know, with everything moving to the cloud, mobile everywhere, why are people still strategically building desktop software?
Yeah, it's a great question. It really comes down to leverage, I think. Desktop development, it just offers better security, much more interactivity, and honestly, optimal performance. Way more than you often get with cloud-based stuff. You're using the full power of the actual computer sitting in front of me.
Okay, let's pin that down. So a desktop app is software designed to be installed, run autonomously right there on your local computer, using the native OS resources. You mentioned languages like C++ for speed, C# and Java for those big enterprise systems. It functions independently. That local part is key.
Absolutely. And what's really interesting is how they stack up against the other types. Desktop apps are really crafted for fixed systems, you know, laptops, desktops. They prioritize that direct system interaction. Mobile apps, totally different beast. Tailored for portability, dealing with smaller screens, battery life, sometimes spotty connections. And web apps rely completely on remote servers and your browser.
Right. So if those are the differences, let's really unpack the reasons why you'd go desktop. Superior performance seems like a big one. You're cutting out network latency completely because you're using the local processor directly.
Exactly. And that autonomy, it leads straight to really solid offline functionality. The app just works. You can do your tasks, save your data, get it back, all without needing an internet connection, which is huge for some workflows.
Definitely. And the third thing, maybe the most critical today, is security. Desktop apps, they generally offer better security, better data privacy, because of those system-specific protections. And you, the user, have more direct control over what the app can access, right? It feels like a stark contrast to web apps, which seem more exposed to things like SQL injection or session hijacking.
That's a key point. Those common web threats, like tricking a database or stealing a user's login state, they're just inherently less of a direct risk for a well-built desktop app running locally. Now, if you decide to build one, there's a pretty structured roadmap. We can maybe break the 9 steps into 3 main phases. Helps keep things logical. Phase 1 is like the pre-flight check, defining purpose, audience, features, and crucially, the tech requirements, like which platforms it needs to run on. Then comes the design, UI UX focus.
Makes sense. So phase 2 is the build and test phase, getting into the actual coding, translating the design, and then really thorough testing, quality assurance. You mentioned user acceptance testing, UAT. That's making sure real users find it usable, yeah, not just the devs. And then, of course, baking in that security, authentication, encryption, all that critical stuff.
Precisely. Then the final phase, deployment and maintenance. This is about creating those installation packages for different operating systems, and documentation often gets skipped, but user guides, clear instructions, they're vital. And finally, you've got post-launch support updates, patches, and, you know, actually marketing the thing.
Right. You need the tools for all this. And this is where cross-platform gets interesting. You hear a lot about Electron using web text, CSS, HTML, JavaScript to build apps for Mac, Windows, Linux.
There's like
Skype or Twitch. Use it, right? But the trade-off is usually performance or memory usage compared to native.
That's generally the trade-off, yes. It simplifies development hugely, but might not feel as snappy or efficient as a native app. Now, if you're deep in the Microsoft world, WPF Windows Presentation Foundation is still really important. It's part of .NET, uses XML for UI design, and the newer evolution there is .NET MAUI Multi-Platform App UI that aims for a single code base targeting Windows, macOS, and Linux.
Okay, so wrapping this up, what's the big takeaway from this deep dive for someone making these strategic choices?
Look, the choice is always contextual, isn't it? Web apps give you reach, obviously. But desktop apps offer really distinct advantages, particularly in performance and security, that are sometimes non-negotiable. The languages are mature, like C++, C#, Java, but frameworks like Electron have brought JavaScript into the mix too, making cross-platform easier. Delivering that standalone local product, still incredibly powerful.
So thinking about that superior data privacy with local execution and the control you have, here's something to consider. What specific tasks, or maybe what sensitive data, in your own daily work could actually benefit most from running purely on a secure desktop app, completely off the cloud? Definitely something to mull over.